we were having our annual Wyoming forum, and then Representative, now State Senator Jim Anderson, gave me a call one day and gave me some ideas of some speakers. And I'm always looking for good speakers. And he mentioned a guy named Patrick Taylor from New Orleans, this billionaire who has this, had this scholarship program for kids C-plus average or better in commensurate ACT scores. And I said, well, that sounds great. And so we went and had the forum. Well, Mr. Taylor actually died of complications from heart surgery 3 weeks before the event. But the head of their foundation, James Kaye, Jim Kaye, came out and spoke. And I'll never forget, it was at a lunch meeting at the Parkway Plaza in Casper. Some 550 people in this room, they're packed like sardines. And you could hear a pin drop when he's talking about the fact that in America, the American dream, a lot of it's tied to education. And so many kids don't have that opportunity to go to school, go to college, because of economic constrictions. And so he described a program. Everyone, of course, knows about the Hathaway Scholarship Program. Any kid in Wyoming today with a C-plus average and, as I said, a corresponding ACT score, they will get at least 50% of their tuition to college, and 75% of it's a B, and then, of course, 100% of it's an A. Well, when Jim came and he spoke, then Nancy Friedenthal, then she was then the First Lady of Wyoming, she was at the head table, and she asked him to come back to Wyoming, to the legislature, the second week of the legislature. And from that point, I took over in terms of squiring him around and building up the case for this. Well, within the first 2 weeks of the legislative session, there were five or six bills introduced for our Wyoming Hathaway plan. It was extraordinary. And there was resistance, as you know, from the community colleges, the university. They all wanted to have their way. They wanted to have they had their certain kinds of approaches, the one that would do it. And we kept on saying, no, this is merit-based, but it also is a need-based program. And we prevailed. And I'll never forget what happened. This is the most extraordinary story that I don't think people fully realize. And it was done by the craftsmanship of several state legislators in the House, Steve Harshman and Jeff Wasserberger. And the higher education folks had an endowment request of $105 million. Well, the House Education Committee keeps on delaying the hearing for this and delaying and delaying. And the college presidents and the University of Wyoming president, they're all getting kind of nervous because it's getting right down to the last day. And so on the last day of the committee meeting, an amendment is made to this $105 million bill. And you know what the amendment was?
What was that?
$400 million endowment in Wyoming, you know, the lowest population state in America. And the amendment was $400 million to create the Hathaway plan. And guess what the vote was? Well, first of all, they didn't take any testimony. They refused to take any testimony, they being the legislators. They called for a motion, got the motion, second, 9-0 vote right through the House committee. It was astounding. And if you talk to the the most senior legislators like Charlie Scott, some of those people, and Tex Boggs from Rock Springs, they'll say that the Hathaway legislation would be one of the one or two most important pieces of legislation ever enacted in the state of Wyoming.
I've seen the impact with our student population of those really strong students who at one time would leave our state and go to another state institution because they had a scholarship. And the Hathaway scholarships have made me a very popular dean on campus because those who don't know their Wyoming history think it was after me.
After you.
Absolutely. In fact, a quick story on that.
That's
really
a great
entertaining
story.
So it just hit the press in the last 2 weeks that the $400 million was going and it was going to be called the Hathaway Scholarships. I'm making a presentation in Jackson Hole, which has a number of
wealthy people,
but also people that manage wealthy people's money. And I was giving a presentation hosted by one of my former alums and board member. I'm giving a presentation, and there's a really unusually large crowd. And I'll admit that as I was giving my presentation, every joke worked. I've never felt like people were so riveted with my comments. And afterwards, it began. I finally figured out, everybody came up to get a business card. And I finally figured out, they thought I was the Hathaway that put the $400 million into the state coffers. And so I now giggle about that, that they were all hoping to help me with my immense wealth. But it has been a joy to see that program impact so many people. Just the notion that anyone who will pay attention to their grades and will work hard can have access to higher education.
It's extraordinary. And, you know, when you talk to people from outside of Wyoming about this, they're astounded. There are like, I think, 22 or 23 states that have a similar program. But Wyoming's is the only one that's fully endowed. And ours is endowed for perpetuity because, remember, they had the constitutional amendment vote to our Wyoming Constitution to permanently endow that. And so it cannot be violated ever.